All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Welcome back to the Hackberry House, a daily podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church. My name is Bob, and I serve the Lord here in Northern Illinois. This is podcast number 39. It's January 18, 2015. Today we revisit the persecuted church. I've pulled some very current news off of the International Christian Concern, ICC, website for you to pray about. And then ask God what else you could do besides pray. Sometimes He will, as you are praying, tell you some things. Let's talk about Boko Haram. Boko Haram, you've been hearing about it in the news. Boko Haram, and I'm using something that comes from a publication called World. No. Let's see. I'm going to be sure. It comes off of ICC website. But they use things from different other websites. I'm just going to move on here. Boko Haram's attack in Baga, Borno State, which killed hundreds, possibly thousands, on the 3rd of January, has once again drawn attention to the Islamist militant group that's been terrorizing northern Nigeria for more than 5 years. The group is responsible for the deaths of approximately 9,000 people in total, according to the Council on Foreign Relations Nigeria Security Tracker. Though estimates vary, this number does not include January's attack. The Nigerian government has said there were 150 deaths in the Baga attack, but other reports as many as 2,000. Amnesty International has said it could be the group's deadliest attack to date. Boko Haram's international profile rose dramatically after the abduction of more than 250 schoolgirls from Chibok Village, Borno State, in April 2014, leading to the worldwide Bring Back Our Girls campaign. But these girls, most of whom are yet to be found, are just a fraction of the number of people Boko Haram has captured in the past couple of years. 40 young men were reportedly taken from Malari Village in the northeast on December 31. What is Boko Haram? The name Boko Haram roughly translates as Western education is sinful. Yeah, that's what the word means. Although its full name, which is rarely used, is Arabic for the Sunni Community for the Propagation of the Prophet's Teachings and Jihad. Islamism, roughly defined, is a political form of Islam, though there are many different strands, including both militant and peaceful forms. It's often fused with a strongly anti-Western position, rejecting the perceived immorality of the West. While many Muslims would want to see in some influence of Sharia in governance, Islamists seek to entirely replace secular governance with Sharia law. Boko Haram claims to seek to establish an Islamic state, overthrowing Western involvements in government and society, particularly education. The majority of those killed have been Muslims and young men, though its anti-Western ideology makes it strongly opposed to Christianity. And while religious ideology is one motivation, it's not the only one. There are sectarian divisions, inequality, and corruption which create an environment for such groups to thrive. Originally formed in 2002 under the Islamic cleric Muhammad Yusuf, the group was based at a headquarters in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. They had approximately 10,000 followers in northeastern Nigeria, as well as neighboring Cameroon and Niger, many of whom were clerics and students. Amid growing sectarian tensions, an uprising in July 2009 saw an outbreak of fighting between Boko Haram and Nigerian security forces. Yusuf was killed by the national forces, along with a number of members of the group, in what has been described by Human Rights Watch as an extrajudicial execution. His body was left on public display and shown on Nigerian state television in a display of strength over the group. But it wasn't long before it became clear that the threat had not passed, only become more violent. According to international affairs think tank Chatham House, the movement fragmented into smaller groups, and radical, violent elements suppressed the more moderate, peaceful members of the original sect. One particularly notable splinter group emerged in 2011, known as Ansaru. It has since become a terrorist group in its own right, distinguishing itself from Boko Haram by attacking international targets, may have formed connections to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. Well, just a little bit about Boko Haram, a true persecutor of Christians, and you need to pray about that group for sure. God is able to save people who are members of that group. God's able to turn things around. We must pray, though. We must pray. Muslims are outraged by the French publication. Those who are ravaging Christian communities across Africa. Muslims who are outraged by the French. You know what I'm talking about when I say the French publication, right? ICC has learned that churches, Christian business, and pastors' homes across Niger have been burned and 20 people killed as Muslim protests against Charlie Hebdo's second portrayal of the Prophet Muhammad devolved into violent riots last night. Now, the dateline on this is January 17. This is current. This was yesterday's news. We're talking about after the slaughter of 12 last week, followed by another publication of Charlie Hebdo's, and the front page having a very not desirable to Muslim depiction of Muhammad on the cover. That now is bringing reaction, and it's coming against Christians, Christian businesses, pastors' homes. Protests launched by outraged Muslims in former West African French colonies include Niger, Algeria, and Senegal, as well as in other Muslim-majority countries, including Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan. And they've produced violent mobs that at the time of this release continue to roam the streets of several cities, causing Christians in these and other countries across the world to seek shelter for fear of violent reprisals against them for the French satirical magazine's provocative publication. So what does Charlie Hebdo have to do with the Christian population? I have no clue, but the Muslims have somehow put it together. On January 7, Sharif and Saeed Kouachi stormed Charlie Hebdo's headquarters in Paris, France, wearing masks and armed with assault rifles. The brothers proceeded to kill 11 Charlie Hebdo staff members while screaming, "God is great, and we have avenged the Prophet Muhammad." And they said this in Arabic. The brothers then fled back onto the streets of Paris, where they killed 2 police officers before hijacking a vehicle to escape the scene of the attack. Subsequent attacks connected to the massacre, a violent reprisal for Charlie Hebdo's inflammatory portrayals of Muslims and the Prophet Muhammad, have been carried out across the Île-de-France region of Paris, in which radicalized Muslims connected to the massacre murdered 5 additional French citizens, including both civilians and law enforcement personnel. According to the BBC, at least 2 churches have been set on fire in the capital of Niger amid fresh protests against French magazine Charlie Hebdo's cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad. But in an email to ICC, World Renew's Niger director wrote from the capital, Niamey, that many churches have been burned, pastors' homes destroyed. The director continued, "We are on very high alert as the chaotic mass moves through the city. Many local believers have sought shelter somewhere other than their homes." In an email to ICC, Christian missionaries based in Niamey, Niger, wrote that all of their churches have been burned, along with the pastors' homes. Almost every church they know of or associated with has been attacked. The missionaries, who despite seeing smoke around all sides of their house, remain in Niamey. And they continued writing, "Jesus said, 'I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.' We are confident that this persecution will only grow the church and the gospel in Niger." Another report says that as many as 7 churches have been burned in Niger, clarifying that the sites which were primarily evangelical churches were torched on the left bank of Niamey, several of them housed in small villas that bore no distinctive religious signs. The report went on to state that rioters were also headed for the right bank, which also contains numerous churches. It's been reported that in the heart of the city, Niger police have deployed tear gas against those gathered. International monitors estimate as many as 20 Nigerians have been killed in the violence. That's people from Niger, not Nigeria. The worst of which has targeted Christian and government property, including churches, police stations, and government buildings in Zinder, Niamey, Maradi, and Gure. In an email, World Renew's Niger director asked ICC to call on Christians in the West to pray fervently that the authorities will be able to get the situation under control, that calm will return. And I think that's probably what you need to know about that. You can go to International Christian Concern on the web yourself, and I hope that you will, along with Open Doors, along with Voice of the Martyrs, and find out what's happening to God's people. Don't forget that North Korea hasn't gone off the map either. North Korea, and I'm still reading from an article of ICC, North Korea continues brutality of Christians while the world turns a blind eye. And this is from January 8, 2015. Persecution watchdog group Open Doors has accused the U.S. and world leaders of standing by and watching Christian genocide happen in 2014, following the release of its World Watch list of countries where followers of Christ are most heavily targeted. The group added that Christian persecution is very much a leading indicator of major humanitarian problems, such as the rise of terror group ISIS. Open Doors CEO David Curry told the Christian Post in a phone interview on Wednesday that there has been a genocide of Christians in Iraq, and the Western world stood by and watched it happen. He added that for 2015, he would like to see world leaders understand that the persecution of Christians is a leading indicator around the world of major humanitarian problems. It's not that Christians are collateral damage, it's that they're being targeted. And wherever they're being targeted, there are future problems. North Korea remained at the very top of the World Watch list, as I explained at another post about a week or so ago. Curry said that despite the release of Korean-American Christian missionary Kenneth Bae and a couple of other Western citizens, now, those cases do not in any way show that North Korea is softening its harsh treatment of Christians. It is number one on the World Watch list, the most brutal and dangerous place in the world to be a Christian, because the government requires and enforces with hostility a total dedication to the hero worship of their leader. So it's gotten more dangerous in North Korea, not less, said Open Doors. I think the fact that Kim has released one or two foreigners likely has to do with some political consideration, but it has not changed their posture or their position on Christians within their country. Christians are the number one enemy of the state, according to North Korea, and they treat them with brutality. Open Doors warned that Christian persecution around the world is likely to continue rising in 2015 unless world leaders take more concrete actions to safeguard the religious and human rights of people. They need to support the human rights issues revolving around freedom of religious expression, Curry concluded. Well, that is one conclusion. Another conclusion is that God's people need to pray. And when God's people pray, things begin to happen, whether governmentally or not, things begin to happen. Let's have a concerted effort of prayer for God's people. Well, tomorrow, we're going to take a look at submission. We're not going right back to Brother Mueller that we've been studying. I love his story, but I'm taking another break here for a look at submission, something that I just heavily felt I had to share with the people that are on my list here and that listen to me. Submission, difficult word for most of us, but important nonetheless. Did you know that the name Islam means submission? Yeah, that's why I want to talk about it. Thank you for tuning in. I hope to talk with you again soon. And don't forget what we started with in 2 Timothy 3:12. All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Amen. God bless.